Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out to a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work hard for your money, but you're ready for your money to start working harder for you so you can work because you want to, not because you have to. So you can have the freedom, the prosperity, the cash flow to be able to do what you want and be with those that you love and do what you love right now. And I applaud you guys for being here. I applaud you guys for making this part of a movement because I know that as a Rippler, it's not just about your own comfort and convenience. It's so much more. It's about you being able to show up, be able to create freedom for yourself so you can help liberate others. It's so that you can be something that allows others to be able to get out of that prison cell too. And so, man, I'm so glad you guys are part of this movement. You're part of something that's great and helping people out. So thank you so much for being here today. As a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's a free ebook on there called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today that you can download there for free. So check it out as well as other resources for you too. So today I'm going to talk about, you know, really something that I think any of us have ever driven a car before has experienced, especially if you've ever been on the freeway. You know, it's, you know, so just last week, I remember I was in the middle lane. I'm trying to get to the fast lane because I love to drive at least 5 or 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. And, you know, I could see that there's a line of cars going passing me by. And I know that's where I want to be. And so I can do one of two things. Either one, I ride the bumper of the car in front of me, which I never recommend. That's not a good thing. Or two, I can back off. I can kind of slow down a little bit. And then all of a sudden, when that opening comes, which is a little bit sooner because I'm backing off, I can jump over into that left lane and get into the fast lane and start going faster and eventually passing my old spot and then far surpassing where I would have been had I stayed in that middle lane. You know, and financially, a lot of people are staying in that slow or the middle lane. You know, they're doing the status quo. They're doing the same old things they've been taught, not realizing that the fast lane is actually better. And the thing that scares people is that sometimes they have to back off on the gas to jump over to the fast lane. You know, I'll give you an example. A lot of times when I talk to clients, especially if they have a 401k at work, right? You know, because I'll get clients that, you know, they're like IT managers or things like that. And they'll say, okay, well, if I stop contributing my 401k, I won't get my match. Or if I stop contributing the IRA, then I'm going to have to pay tax on this money. Not realizing that down the road, that match or even that quote unquote tax deferral really is a tax delay is going to have to be paid at some point. And the 401k match, we've talked about this before. I did a podcast back, you know, last year about what's better, a 401k or a real estate. And in that episode, I talked about how in the first 5 years, it's possible you could be ahead with a 401k because of that match. But the problem is over time, that match becomes less and less potent. It becomes less effective because they're not matching all the money. It's not a true 100% return. It depends. It's based on the rule of 72. It's just double. So if you put into that 401k for 24 years, it's only going to add 3%. You put in that 401k for 36 years, it's only going to add 2% to the performance of that fund. So if that fund only does 6%, if you're lucky enough to get that after fees and whatnot, you know, that means you only made 8%. And so that's where it gets the pants kicked off of it from the other types of alternative investments that we talk about in the show. But it might seem like you're taking a step backwards sometimes. Sometimes I've had clients where they've decided that, you know, even though it's going to cost them a penalty, you know, 10% penalty in taxes, sometimes they decided to cash out their IRAs or 401ks because when we run the numbers, it becomes obvious that it's still going to be better off not being in those things, especially if they have a, and this is the thing, if you actually want to retire before most people are retiring and getting old, you kind of need to do something different. And so, yeah, we might redirect that money through the life insurance and then right back out to do alternative investments, start double dipping on that money and making some better returns. And that's kind of scary for people. You know, and so let me give you an example because, you know, I have one client recently where, you know, he's been doing this. He's been an amazing saver. In fact, I'm impressed with this guy. You know, he might even be listening to this podcast and he may suspect it might be him. He may not. But this guy, he came to me and it took him forever to even decide to work with me. That's what's amazing. In fact, I gave up. I just like, whatever. If this guy wants to reach out, fantastic, but I'm not going to reach out to him anymore. You know, and he finally did. He said, okay, I'm ready. Let's do this. And he's actually been taking action on stuff. And I remember like in the very first meeting we had, I said, well, let's look at what you're doing. You know, he's a pretty young guy. Like he's in his 30s. He's been an amazing saver. And so like after, you know, we talked about, okay, what would happen after like 10 years? Because in 10 years, he could possibly have his house paid off. Because at the track he was going, he was paying off his house early. He was even, you know, just maxing out his 401k and everything else. And so I said, well, after 10 years, if you do the same old thing you've been doing, you'll have about $952,000 in your 401k, assuming, you know, at least a 6 to 7% rate of return and whatnot, right? So this is before taxes. I said, that's $952,000, almost $1 million. So based on that income, you know, if he were to pull that off, you know, he's got about $2,100 a month, you know, about $25,000 a year that I said he could pull off. That's, you know, just almost 3% a year he can do. So income's $2,100 a month plus a paid off house that saves him $1,816 a month. And so in total, he had about $4,000 a month that he's able to free up or that he's able to either free up or pull off from his strategy. That's after 10 years. You know, hey, that's almost 50 grand a year. That's nothing too shabby. I mean, of course, a big part of that savings, over 20 grand a year of that, is paying off the house, right? So part of it's savings, part of it's money that he's earning. Now, on the flip side, I said, well, after 10 years, what if we only earned a conservative 10% rate of return? So we just did a fund like things that we've mentioned on here before, like AHP or Garmax or whatever, right? And so after 10 years, now that money, now remember, in the 401k, he had about $952,000. So not bad, right? Well, in after 10 years, the actual total here of money that's invested is about $1.1 million, right? Now, that's of new money that we put in. So we're starting from scratch. There was another $225,000 that we said, hey, let's cash out from your house some equity, $225,000, which would seem like it's going backwards because now you're increasing the monthly payment a little bit, not a ton, but a little bit. But he gets his money cashed out. So now he's got another, you know, $583,000 at 10% making money. So what ends up happening is that after, you know, this period of time here, he's making about, you know, $4,863 per month, right? On part of this money, and then another $9,282 on another part of the money. So it's about $1.6 million, almost $1.7 million he's got. So it's not double, right? It's not even double the previous number we talked about $1.7 million. But because the cash flow is so much more powerful, because it's focused on cash flow and velocity, speed, not so much on just accumulating money and then living on as little as possible. What ended up happening there is that now we have to subtract out that he still has a mortgage payment at this point, right? So he still has to pay a mortgage payment. So I took that out. But regardless of that, his monthly income, instead of being about $4,000 a month, is over $12,000 a month. So less than, it's not even double the money, but it's more than triple the cash flow. I mean, if you really put that in perspective, it's the difference between about $50,000 a year compared to $150,000 a year. And the thing is that, you know, in 10 years, we don't know what the stock market does. It may not even get the returns I was projecting on his 401k. You know, it may not do that because we don't know. 10 years is a very short time frame to look at, especially for saving in mutual funds and stock market type plays. So guys, like that's the key. So yeah, he might have lost out on that match, that 401k match. But regardless of that, even if he didn't get that quote unquote free money, right, he was still able to come out with more than triple in just 10 years. And by the way, imagine the compounding effect on that if that was 15 or 20 years out. I was only looking out 10 because once you go out long term, there's so many variables, it's hard to predict, right? I mean, so again, it could be better or worse. But the truth is that is the fast lane. It's not about, you know, just, you know, simply plugging along, keep putting money into that same old plan that everybody tells you to do. And by the way, guys, this might be the very episode you need to be sharing with some of your friends or colleagues or coworkers. Because I'm telling you, I know many of you guys are business owners. You know, you have to pay your own match. That's not even worth it. There are so many better ways to get tax deductions that are legitimate, not tax delays, which is what a 401k or IRA does, right? You know, we want to get in that fast lane. And sometimes I've had people that actually even cash out 401ks and IRAs, take the 10% penalty and the tax hit, and still come out further ahead in 5 or 10 years. And that's purely, I mean, it's always case by case, right? I'm not saying that people just go out and cash out everything. But I will tell you that doing the same old plan, in fact, I don't even have to tell you this. I mean, look around you. Do you see many people retiring well today? Are people better off financially, really? And are they really that comfortable in retirement? And you might think of that one person that might be. But I would challenge you to ask to see what really got them there. Was it because they saved in those plans, or did they make a large amount of money during their working years, or even sold something, like maybe they sold assets, sold a business, or did other things on the side like real estate or whatnot that allowed them actually to get to that point? Because I can tell you from my own personal experience, now being 17 years in this industry, the first four of those years I spent looking at real people's cases, people that had been getting financial advice for decades, since like the 80s, 70s and 80s, being told what to do by financial advisors. And guess what? They're still not financially there. They weren't there. I saw the numbers. I ran the numbers. When I ran the real numbers, it's depressing, guys. It really is. You cannot save enough in your 401ks or your Roth IRAs or anything else to get to financial freedom. It requires you doing something completely different. The thing that actually has been proven to work, not just from people that have gambled and been dumb about it and lost money, but if you look at those people that actually are at the point of financial freedom, you will understand that why they laugh at the things you're putting money into. They laugh. And I know, because I have lots of friends that just absolutely chuckle when people talk about putting money in their 401ks or into their, you know, mutual funds, you know, the Vanguard funds and things like that. They laugh at it. Why? Because it doesn't work. And I'm not saying you can't enjoy a little bit in there, you know, just for the heck of it. Maybe you want to diversify, and that's fine. But I will tell you, it won't work. It's been proven again and again. Financial advisors have been hitting the scene since the 70s when they started getting more and more popular. And still, to this day, people aren't retiring better. What does that tell you about our advice out there? If you want a hope of real financial freedom, you got to do what people that have been financially free have done. And I've been on both sides. As you guys know my story, you know, I've been retired and I've been in a place like during the recession where I was upside down millionaire, right? And I'll tell you, the real true key to getting that freedom is not about how much money you save or store up. It's about what that money does for you, how fast it's working. What's the real velocity of it? What's the real cash flow you're earning month after month, year after year? Because at the end of the day, when you really think about it, the whole reason you thought about trying to pay off your mortgage, right? The whole reason that you said you want to save as much as possible is because you want to hope that it provides enough income for you to be able to have options. Isn't that right? What if I were here to tell you that paying off your house in the normal way, the normal fashion, and saving money in the typical fashion will lead you to being like everybody else, which is the status quo, which leads to mediocrity, and it leads to working longer and living on less. Living a life of scarcity and woe. Living a life where you hope and pray that you'll make something. You hope and pray that your money won't tank in the market. Or the market goes down and you got to postpone those retirement goals like my own dad did. He had to postpone those retirement goals like 15 years from what he was hoping to do because the market didn't smile on him at the right time. So my plea to you is that you got to look around and look at real evidence. Look at what's really happening. The true way out of this is, man, like if you can just look at money differently, and that's the hardest part. The strategies are actually kind of easy, but if you can look at money differently, oh my goodness, it's incredible what you can create. By the way, just to, you know, update with that guy, after I taught that to him, even though he's been ingrained in that saver's mentality, in fact, I expected him to have more resistance to something new like that, especially when I'm talking about, hey, let's see if we can get some equity out of the house, and hey, let's stop using your retirement plan that you've been favoring. Let's try something completely new. And he's embracing it like crazy. And the cool thing is that I told him, I was like, look, you know, easily you're going to surpass at least a net of $20,000 extra cash flow this year alone. You know, not even talking about the money he's been putting away already that can actually accelerate that more. And to me, that's exciting. I mean, $20,000 a year, I know nobody, well, very few people that have probably listened to this now could probably retire on that. Like $20,000 a year is not a lot. But when you start accelerating that money, especially when that $20,000 can be used to then save up another $20,000, then that can generate some more cash flow. And then that $20,000 might be like $23,000 a year. Maybe it accelerates to $27,000 the next year, and maybe it even goes up more. And actually, I'm just talking about that same money, not even saving your own, right? You know, you can easily get that thing up to $50,000 to $100,000 plus a year, all because you did something different. By the way, if you want to make $100,000 a year in your 401k, which isn't much, you know, like I said, we don't want to take more than 3% usually. That's typically what financial advisor will say. The old ones, the ones that don't keep up to speed on things, will say 4%, because back then we believed that you got higher returns in the market than were reality. So now they're saying, oh, bond rates are lower. You never know. Let's say 2 or 3%. Well, 3%, if you want $100,000 a year, you got to save up, even with your little piddly match, you got to save up $3.3 million in total. And that's before the taxes are taken out. If you factor in taxes, you're taking out, you got to take out probably at least 120, 120, more like 125 grand you got to pull off, times that by 33. And really, you're going to have to save up at least $4 million. $4 million. Guys, I meet with people that make some really good money and they're near retirement. It's pretty rare to see anybody have near $4 million. And that's them stuffing sometimes hundreds of thousands a year away. Now, some of those people actually get past that, but it takes a long time. Their money isn't growing in those mutual funds because their mutual funds are performing awesomely. They're growing because they're stuffing away a ton of cash and they're hoping that it does something, right? Maybe it's you. Maybe you're that person. Either way, the thing is that saving $4 million is way crappier. What if you could do that with only about $1 million? And what if you didn't even have to save a full million because you got your money working for you harder? That's the cool thing, guys. By the way, if your goal is, you know, 200 or 300,000 a year, just double or triple that number of 4 million if you want to do that in mutual funds. It's depressing. And that's why I don't teach that stuff anymore. That's why, guys, the key to making this work is doing it different. Sometimes you got to slow down that middle lane. You might feel like you're going slower and that people are passing you by. But if you can jump into the right fast lane and do it the right way, guys, you will velocitize, you'll speed up, you will actually have your life back. You will have that freedom, that cash flow that you need to do what you want and be with whom you want, however you want. That's the key I want to leave with you guys. Let's get out of the stupid, slower middle lanes and let's get in the fast lane together. Guys, if you have questions about that, maybe you think, Chris, I need to know how to do that myself, reach out to me. Shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. And let's talk, let's have a conversation and find out what's possible, because I guarantee there is hope. Hope maybe when you didn't think it was there. So guys, I hope you make a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.